Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Route Zone LGR Study Group call on 25th of February, 2019. We have Gaurav, Mirjana, Dennis, Fitina, and Sarmad on the call. Back to you, Dennis.
Thank you, Sarmad. Welcome, Gaurav. Welcome, Mirjana. Today we're going to have a quick call. We were just waiting for you, Gaurav, to start, so glad you joined us. All right. Kidding aside, let's go back to the document. Let me share the link with you. Let's see. There you go. You can open. All right. Before we started the call, we were discussing some history about the delegation of the Chinese, Hong Kong, and Taiwanese CCTLDs under synchronized TLDs. Not variants, but synchronized TLD. It's something that it's relevant for our study report, and we need to discuss so that we can clarify the context on which they were delegated and how these affect or not affect the Route Zone LGR or whatnot. All right. Let me go back to where we were discussing this. Okay. Last time we were discussing about the platform levels must not meet scripts, and we ended up agreeing that we want to present three options to the committee for them to provide feedback. There's that. Again, it was a crazy week, busy week last week, so I didn't have time to substantially edit the document. I will try to do that this week. The next item that I think we discussed briefly before, but we did not reach a consensus as to what we want to do with the on the single character TLDs. I think looks like we agreed to move up to from the main body, so from the main section and out of the appendix to the CASI subject and ask community input. Okay. I think we already did that. In the terms, I think. Okay, now I remember. I think we don't have consensus as to how we think about, well, how do we feel about SACs instead of 52. I think when we put it agree with, some of us were not so agreeable to that term. We don't fully agree, so we need to discuss how do we want to characterize our position towards SAC instead of 52 when we introduce the discussion there. Sarmad, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I guess my question is that, is this totally a policy concern or does the policy has some eventual bearing on the data which is contained within the Route Zone LGR? Based on what SAC 52 says, they say that there should be a shortlist of code points which should be allowed for single character TLDs, and it not all the characters should be allowed, which means, at least to me, that means that within the LGR, maybe there should actually be some mechanism to perhaps identify what that shortlist is. And it's not just a policy decision. Policy decision obviously is to go ahead and do it certain way, but then eventually after that, there is potentially a technical sort of or linguistic plus technical kind of discussion, and somehow that shortlist needs to be represented. Again, I'm thinking aloud, but one mechanism, a good mechanism, could be to somehow represent that shortlist within the root zone LGR definition, but obviously it can be done outside that definition as well. So I, at least with, if we agree with SAC 52, I see that there is some technical follow-up discussion which may still be needed after the policy is made. But then question is that should we wait for first the policy to come around and then decide whether there's any follow-up work needed, or should we suggest something now?
Thank you, Sarma. No, I like the your proposal. Yeah, certainly. I think I read part of it, and also some of these similar to shortlisting a number of scripts for single character LDs surface during the CIPRO final report, I believe. So yeah, the Rootsong LGR could be useful to use that information, just not leave in policy, but actually you can mechanically input that into the Rootsong LGR so that you can shortlist you can program that into the Rootsong LGR so that you have the in this case would be a policy, right? Policy decision coded into the Rootsong LGR so that the labels are validated in such a way. Any other reactions? Sarma, see your hand again. Please go ahead.
So again, thinking out aloud, one way to potentially say something is that we say that this is a policy decision, and if the policy decision requires a shortlisting of scripts and characters or code points within those scripts, then maybe the generation panels should be involved after the policy, relevant policy is drafted for that purpose, or at least that could be a recommendation for the CCNS1G and S1 to consider.
Thank you, Sarma. Yes, I think that's a good idea. All right, so there's that. So moving on to number eight, we have a number of recommendations here, but not yet precise enough in terms of whether, the force that we want to put into these statements, whether it's a must or should. I think some of us are leaning to a should, since I don't think this study group has the authority to limit the scope of work of the generation panels or integration panels. It is the LGR procedure that really defines what the generation panels and integration panels can do or cannot do. So based on that, I think some of us are leaning towards the should, and the reason we have the two options is because we never had a discussion as to how forceful we want to be, but I'd like to hear a comment in favor or against, or what I'm saying, do some of us think that we should be more forceful and saying that, for example, in cases where a change in the rules on LGR invalidates a existing TLD, can we say that generation panel must not do or must not implement those changes, or can we simply live with they should look into that, but they have to do the changes based on their understanding of the situation and how code points change, they include or Bayan code points may be added or removed based on some certain context. What do others think?
I'm in queue, Ajay here.
Hello, Ajay. Welcome. Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My sense is, because there is no perfect answer as of now which comes to my mind, but what it seems like look like is that we need to be flexible so that we can deal with the situation at GP. And GP, I think, may consider and come back and form the situation where if there is a, let us say, justified reason which can otherwise built another security issue in the internet, then how do we deal with that? Do we continue with one TLD and keep on going with the security issue in the future, or we just have a transition for that TLD and stop that bug with the transition period? So I guess we need to be flexible and determine at the level of GP and maybe consultation with IC and the expert team to determine what to do, what, how much time frame is required to decide, and how much time frame is required if there is a TLD delegated. Can it be the last? There is an exception for that TLD, and then still that rule can go into the RUCO. Is there any possibility around that? Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. Yes, I think that's what some of us think. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. I think that's the gist of the issue, right? We don't know what we don't know in the, what's going to happen in the future. Like you said, there may be certain things that were not foreseen in the past, and now do you continue with the instability or security risk, or do you address that at that moment, knowing that potentially some TLDs are going to be impacted, but there ought to be some process to deal with that, right?
Right, and Dennis, I also said that there may be a possibility that we can do both, that we may, I think we do not have an exception clause into the checking of the root zone that if it rejects, it rejects. We do not have a whitelisting arrangement into the system where if something has already been done and we want to continue for years, for some year till the transition happens or forever, whatever I can decide. And but the future TLDs cannot be registered with those characters or code points, whatever it is. So can it be that way also possible? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it is AJ. Thank you. All right, I think this, I'm going to put it right here so that we can note where we're leaning towards to. All right. So earlier we were discussing, we're looking at 8.5. We were discussing with Sarma before most of you joined the call informally about this in the context of IDN CCTLDs delegated in the past, because there was no valiant framework or even a common definition, workable definition of variants, some of these TLDs were that today we can say they are variants because there are tables that, you know, calculations will deem them variants. But in the past, they were not referred as such. Instead, for example, exactly in the context of the Chinese, Hong Kong, the Hong Kongese and the Taiwanese TLDs, they were delegated what in the board resolution it's referred to as synchronized TLDs, right? And I think those resolutions were carefully crafted so that it does not conflate what a synchronized TLD is, a variant TLD, because, again, the variant framework was not even developed yet in 2010. So I think we need to bring this into this study, maybe as a separate appendix, to discuss those cases and see how the rules on LGR, when it's applied backwards, how they need to be referred to, and so that we're not creating any confusion more than maybe it is. Sarmat, your hands up.
Thank you, Dennis. So I just wanted to point out that I think there are two sub-cases here. One is the case which you just discussed, where there were two strings which were separately delegated, not referred to as variants, but will eventually become variants once the Chinese LGR obviously is in place. So those are delegated, allocated and delegated already. The other subcase is where the applicants have identified variant strings explicitly as variant strings as they have actually not been processed, but they have actually been listed as strings identified by applicants as possible variants. And in both subcases, I think we may need to have different recommendations or statements or analysis. So those need to be dealt, those two cases need to be dealt with explicitly but separately. Thank you.
Good point, Sarma. Thank you. All right, so let me go through there any other item outside? No, I think that's yeah, so I don't have any more outstanding issues, but I do want to use the remaining time to go over this. So let me give you a couple of minutes to review 9.1 and 9.2, and this has to do with changes in the components of the routes on LGR. So that is the repertoire, the variant code points, and the whole level evaluation rules, and how do we, what is our recommendations to generation panels or integration panels. Okay, so let me give you 2 minutes to go over these definitions and let's discuss these items.
So, Dennis, Ajay Lata here for the record.
Yes, Ajay.
Everybody's thinking that I think I have the same point which I want to mention, and I actually gave a lot of thought around that how do we come to break this dead end. And to break this dead end is because we are in a situation where nobody has a perfect answer. But what I thought is that in the case, let us say, for example, in Reporta, your code point, which is being used by existing TLD, let us say XYZ and dot XYZ, and Z is no more valid, let us say, for example. So it is no more valid. Do we want to do it retrospective, no more valid, or in future dates? That's probably a decision which, if we can find a solution around it, then whatever has happened, and then a policy can take a decision that how long you want to continue with that code point in future. If it is possible to deal it that way, then we have answer to many problems. Otherwise, it looks like that it's a circle will be rotating around all the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ajit. Yes, and I think this 9.1 should be in line with the previous section number 8. Also deals with the changes and that. Let me scroll back. When it says, for example, generation panels should include coupons such as all the delegate TLDs in their respective scripts are calculated as valid per the proposal. So let's look at that, right? So I understand that we may need in the past, so we're talking about a hypothetical case where a coupon is creating an instability. Well, this is something I don't know. We may need to, if it didn't create a stability issue in the past, and we also, how is that possible that it's gonna create instability in the future? We also have the robustness principle. I mean, the integration panel is making sure that the Roots on LGR is robust and endures several versions in the future. So I think we need to balance all of that. I have Sarma and Demirjana.
Thank you. So when I was reading this a couple of days ago, I thought this was probably just trying to repeat the LGR procedure, things that GP and IP actually consider. At least that was one of the feelings which I was getting reading this bit, that the stability considerations and all these change in considerations are really within the LGR procedure, not about application of LGR procedure, which is, I think, what we are looking at. So I guess one question to think is that, is this something we want to comment on, or is that something we leave to the LGR procedure itself?
I would lean towards the latter, Sarma, quite frankly. I mean, we don't want to, for sure, reinvent the wheel if the LGR procedure is already taking care of changes into it and how it affects the stability of the roots on itself. We don't have to repeat it or say something slightly different or nuanced that it will create some confusion, for sure. Mirjana, you're next.
My thinking, do you hear me? I hope you did. My thinking goes in the way that all code points which are included in work of generation panels should be in MSR, whatever version is. My experience say that if something goes in, at least if I'm an IP, the member of IP, I will never accept to remove any code point from MSR for any kind of reason. For example, change of the alphabet or script or those things are happening in the developing, in the languages which are developing scripts which they will use. Some scripts, some code points are added, some code points are removed, but the integration panel and the MSR should keep track on it and should not allow if something is in MSR to be removed from MSR. So my discussion goes towards the solution that we shall drop those considerations from our document. Because on some other level, this is probably properly managed. That's what I wanted to say. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mirjana. Sarma, I briefly saw your hand. You still want to comment?
Sure. I think Mirjana's, from what I understand, also maybe suggesting that let the LGR procedure probably deal with it. I actually just wanted to make bring in an academic example where this may be interesting. And that could be that suppose we have included a particular, let's say, Latin character which is included in the repertoire specifically for a particular language. And then maybe 5 years later, that particular language community decides they are going to write that language no longer in Latin script but in Cyrillic script. And so therefore that particular letter in Latin script becomes redundant. It's clear that it's not actually going to be used by anybody because the language for which it was included, of course, no longer needs it. However, it can still remain in the LGR. But in any case, I guess what I was saying going back was that, you know, whether to keep it or not keep it, we can, you know, leave that to a GPIP discussion rather than us trying to comment. I guess that's what I was trying to say earlier. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarma. Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think based on this conversation, we need to discuss this again. And the reason we created this section is due to the potential changes, right? And maybe we need to just to draft this in a way that it's informative for policy work, so they are aware of these situations, but not to be prescriptive as to what the LGR procedure already establishes. Okay, so we'll do that. Yes. Okay. All right. So I think that's it for today. Mirjana, I see that you agree with that. Okay. Thank you. Let's be informative, but not prescriptive. Good with that. Okay. So we 1 minute to the top of the hour. We reach the end of our call. I think we can still meet next week. Let me just quickly look at my calendar. It's March 4th. Yes, we can do a March 4th meeting, and then we'll have a pause because of the ICANN meeting. And then we'll try and find the next date for us to continue the work. Remember, those that want to join, I think I don't know what date that we are going to be presenting an update of our work, and we'll be, since we're still discussing many of the languages, we're just going to get an update at a high level of the main points that we are discussing so that we can get some community input face-to-face with the community. So with that, thank you very much for joining today. We'll see you next week.
Before you all go away, actually, just quickly, does this time work for everybody? Seems like it may be clashing with another meeting. Should we just do the same time next week?
So I am good. I guess we need to put it out there. Because the people who joined today, let's ask the question, Sarmad, maybe on the main list, and see if they want to change 1 hour up or down. And
No, there is no necessity for me, because one meeting is finishing. I have this meeting every 2 weeks, and it finishes, and our meeting is starting. So today they were a little bit late, let's say. So there is no.
So
I don't need it to change. Yeah. Yes.
So we'll keep the same time unless somebody requests for it. I guess we just have one more meeting before ICANN meeting. So we'll keep the same time, and then when we reconvene, we can actually finalize again. Thank you.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, and I think we have a time change coming, but I don't know how it affects the world. Certainly affects the U.S., but not sure the rest of the world. So we'll see how that plays out. All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a good week. And please don't forget to review the document. Your feedback is welcome. We're certainly making progress here, so let's keep the good work. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay, great. Dennis,
thank you.
I just wanted to say in the last, I have sent you a message on the phone just now. I want to talk to you after the call. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, AJ.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.